This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 2157. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave. On this edition, recorded September 22nd, Algeria, Antarctica, Canada, China, Colombia, Congo, Cuba, Egypt, India, Indonesia, International Atmosphere, Kirisimas Island, Korea North and South, Liberia, Mongolia, Myanmar, Nigeria, Oklahoma, Peru, Turkey, Ukraine, USA, Vanuatu, Venezuela, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. Since Algeria finally got their own shortwave transmitters on the air after many, many years, we have been anticipating the cancellation of relays via France, which have substituted for them. At least that appears to have happened. Some of the scheduled frequencies have been missing. When I checked September 21st at 1817, 13815 was not on the air. And the following hour, between 19 and 20 UT, I could not hear them either, but 11985 or 12060. For further checking, the other scheduled relays via France are, or were, 20 to 21 on 9510 and 9660, 21 to 22 on 5930 and 9585, and 22 to 23 on 5930. Also in their mornings at 04 to 05, 6050, at 05 to 06, 7295 and 9535, and at 06 to 07 on 9620, where I know I had been hearing them until recently. My monitoring this week of LRA 36 Antarctica into remotes in Argentina. Saturday, September 17th, they were on the air between 14:53 and an early cutoff at 15:13.6. Good thing I tuned in early on Wednesday, September 21st, because they were already on the air with Prelude of Music at 14:31. Gary Pence says they started at 14:28. This was the 22nd program of the current season, and it lasted until 16:04. About the two 50-kilowatt clear channel stations on 1010 being too close together, CFRB Toronto and WINS New York. Andy Reid in Peterborough, Ontario, has a different point of view. News Talk 1010 Toronto is totally unlistenable after dark because of WINS. 1010 WASR is a Canadian clear channel. I read that WINS had to seek special permission to use the frequency. It should never have been allowed if that was the case. Upon Asilomar, State Beach, California, Ron Howard monitors a lot of Chinese stations and reports that Sichuan Ethnic Radio, that is PBS2, at 11 UT plays their anthem, and at 12:30 there are multi-language IDs, as Sichuan Minzu Guangbo, Sichuan Ethnic Radio, 6060 parallel to 7225. Most jamming from China employs the CNR1 main domestic program as the audio source. Fire Drake, the alternative source, is seldom heard anymore, or Fire Dragon, that is the traditional Chinese music, which is instrumental only with lots of percussion. However, it is reported by Tony Pavick in British Columbia in the NASA flash sheet on 9970, September 13th at 1815, totally wiping out Radio Free Asia, but not without fading and noise getting the best of it. In Spain, Manuel Méndez monitors the Colombian pirate Organización Radial El Prado on approximately 6017. It seems the close-down time varies, and even though they're a pirate, they play the national anthem. On September 16th, it went off at 0550, and on the 17th at 0530. Manuel Méndez has also been monitoring the reactivated Radio Congo Brazzaville on 6115. He gets a pretty weak signal. There is news in French after 18 UT. He hears it as early as 18:05, and it seems they turn off the transmitter as soon as it's over. The time varies somewhat, as follows. On September 11th until 18:31, on the 13th until 18:28, 14th, 18:31, 15th, 18:35, 16th, 18:27, and on the 17th until 18:23 UT. Yay, it's not every day one discover a new Radio Havana Cuba spur set up, but I did so September 16th at 23:48, There were suspicious, just barely audible JBA carriers, both exactly 7.9 kilohertz from 9650, which was 35 over 9. Therefore, Shirley spurs from that transmitter, that is on 9657.9 and 9642.1. Something's always wrong at RHC. And here's something else. There's supposed to be an English hour nominally for Africa at 23 UT on 11880. On September 19th at 2347, it was just barely modulated, so barely recognizable as in English, and with a big hum. Furthermore, it was not parallel to 5040 for the Caribbean area as supposedly scheduled. That one, however, was well modulated in Spanish. Another thing I periodically check is the English sesquihour from Radio Cairo, Egypt, starting at 2115 on 9440. Actually, 5 or 6 hertz low, according to the remote in Holland. However, on September 16th and 19th, there was no signal. On the 20th and 21st, it did manage to get on the air, but with extreme distortion and hum. This protracted incompetence at the National Media Authority is really remarkable. Something's always egregious in Egypt. Arthur Posner in New York says, India 9620 AIR Bengaluru is overmodulated. It's been like this for over 2 years. It must have gotten sick during the pandemic. Rose of Radio Northern Europe International replies, it's been like this for months, not actually overmodulation. The modulation on the transmitter is perfectly fine at a quick glance. Their DRM feed has the exact same distortion, indicating that it's an issue in the studio rather than an issue in the transmitter. On DX India, Alakesh Gupta makes his annual reminder of All India Radio's special transmission for Mahalaya 2022. It's Sunday, September 25th, starting UT 24th at 2220, lasting almost 2 hours. That is at 0350 to 0545 Indian Standard Time. Some stations sign on late and may continue past 0100. It's a special dawn program, Mahishasura Mardini, on the occasion of Mahalaya, in the following languages, originating at AIR Delhi, Hindi and Sanskrit, and Bengali and Sanskrit, on different FM channels, as well as selected short and medium wave stations. AIR Kolkata will also originate the program in Bengali and Sanskrit at the same time, and with some of its relays. We may have better luck witnessing this by live streaming on YouTube at user/Akashvani. It's a special 2-hour transmission, recitation and music orated by the late Sri Birendra Krishna Bhadra. AR has been broadcasting this program since the early 1930s. This sheer nostalgia is what makes the Dawn of Mahalaya special one of the most looked forward to radio broadcasts. The countdown of the Indian festival of Durga Puja starts from the day of Mahalaya. And then he provides a long list of medium wave frequencies where this has been observed during past years, but no guarantees now, some of them in DRM perhaps, but he does not give us any shortwave frequencies, as there are very few, if any of them, left on the air. Last week we had a report from Ron Howard that Voice of Indonesia via Palangkaraya 3325 had been silent for almost a month, but it came back in the meantime. After being silent, and still some technical difficulties, at 10:32 to 10:44 in English, 11:07 to 11:10 in Chinese, and then 5 minutes of dead air till the transmitter went off at 11:15. But at 11:43, the carrier was back on, but no modulation past 13:13. Then the next day, September 17th, it was gone again. Then on September 18th, it was back again, and somewhat readable, at 11:15 in Chinese, Japanese from 12:01, and English from 1301, and he provides quite a few details for the at least the first half of that broadcast. He says, a rare day I could clearly make out some audio on parallel 4749.95 via Chimangas, Jakarta. 11:48, mixing with CNR1, listening before starting up of Bangladesh at 12:28. John Perry in Indiana has also been monitoring this and tells us September 16th, VOI on 4750, monitored by remotes either in Western Australia or Indonesia, has been intermittent lately with a lot of technical and audio problems. Time of monitoring either 10 to 11 UT and at 21 on 4750. Signals in Western Australia are pretty good considering the distance, as well as Southeast Asia, but sometimes very difficult to get it via the Bangkok remote, with some interference problems from Bangladesh at 12:30 past 13:15. Using another remote in Thailand, Ivo Ivanov, Observer Bulgaria, reports on the English program September 20th at 13:14. Very good signal on 3325, and fairly good on 4750, both rated at 10 kilowatts non-directional. With the North Atlantic hurricane season finally underway, reminder about the Hurricane Watch Net on 14325 USB and or, mostly at night, 7268 LSB. I was listening on September 18th as it was hitting Puerto Rico. It seems there is a different net control station in the U.S. from 1 hour to the next, not necessarily anywhere near Miami, but spending most of their time reading notices from the National Hurricane Center. I even heard some in Spanish. However, on Monday, September 19th at 23:30, there was a totally different net occupying 7268. The 3905 Century Club, officially starting at midnight UT. In case you're wondering, this item was filed under International Atmosphere Non. We continue to monitor direct the JBA carrier from Radio Kiribati on Kurisimus Island, south of Hawaii, 846 kHz, before and after 07UT. Heard almost every night. It was, however, missing on September 18th, apparently once again silent on their Sunday night. However, Gary Pence and I were also not hearing it on Wednesday the 21st. He's been monitoring via remote in Hawaii, which actually pulls it in quite well, as I tried once. You can actually hear some music on 846. Via the remote in Hawaii, one can actually hear it much earlier when it's on. Sunset is around 0430 UT. I was finally hearing it with a fairly good signal by 0540. Wolfgang Büschel has been remotely monitoring North Korea and measuring their frequency exactly, including September 19th at 2150, this odd one, 2349.384, KCBS Pyongyang, a weak signal. Ron Howard continues to monitor Echo of Hope, or VOH, from South to North Korea. On Saturday, September 17th at 1124, they started reading the Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone story in English, with lengthy explanations in Korean. This happens only on the weekends. And he gives their six frequencies, however. They had changed, as they always do, almost always, by September 20th, Tuesday, to this 3990, 4885, 6000, 6250, 6355, and 9100. Checked at 0932, when there is a usually heard half hour of pop songs in English. Two missionary stations, timeshare 6050, probably not an accident. HCJB in Ecuador, what's left of it, and ELWA Liberia. In the NASA flash sheet, Eric Johnson in New York reports on September 8th at 22 UT, a fairly clear signal with an ID for ELWA and their FM frequency. Anthem and sign-off at 22:31. Toward the end of the broadcast, there was increasing co-channel interference, perhaps from HCJB. There's a window before Keto comes in, also heard on a remote in Maryland, with noise reduction somewhat helpful. In the NASA flash sheet, Ralphus W. Perry in Illinois reports Voice of Mongolia, 12085, September 12th at 1020 in Chinese, off the air for a few seconds at 1029 to change antenna for the Japanese program to follow. Gary Pence says they were putting a 10/9 signal into a remote in Vermont at 1040 UT September 17th on 12084. 0.862 in Japanese. September 18th, Ron Howard found the break at 1024 to 1026. Ron says before switching over to Japanese, they played their distinctive interval signal, making for a positive ID. That pulsing is CODAR interference. To hear Mongolia in English direct on 12085, you need to listen earlier at 09 to 9:30, or via the WRMI relay, UT Tuesday through Saturday at 0130 on 5800, or in Europe via Germany 6005, Monday through Saturday at 12 to 12:30. via kilohertz, megahertz, and gigantic hertz, World of Radio 2157, a non-commercial service like our website, worldofradio.com. Many thanks to one of our most faithful contributors, Gerald T. Pollard in Raleigh, North Carolina, who sends a generous check every quarter on the equinox and solstice to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702. One may also contribute via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO@yahoo.com. Wolfgang Busch will monitoring Myanmar via remote in Nagaland, India, September 18th at midnight 17. He heard Burmese family music program from the northern new capital, Nai Pidao, but unusually further off frequency, 20 hertz below 5915. Ron Hart says he's also heard it on approximately 5915, September 14th, Wednesday at 13:30, with a weekly program, a language lesson of some type, starts and ends with kids singing the ABC song. WB says both that signal and the other Myanmar 5985 from Yangon were equally strong 25 or 30 over 9. Midnight 24 UT, Sunday, September 18th. Voice of Nigeria continues to be very erratic whether on the air or not, and if it is, whether it's modulated or not. The only frequency active seems to be 7254.933. At 06 UT, if it's on the air, I can hear it direct. And between 16:30 and 19, when English is scheduled, it can be detected via the remote in the Canary Islands, at least by the offset frequency if the signal is weak, but it's often totally missing or coming and going during that period. KUSH, 1600 in Cushing, Oklahoma with a C, used to be Oklahoma's only Americana station, a rare music format making it worth listening to, but they seem to have broadened, not only playing country music at times, but during the 21 UT hour, I heard them with Bloomberg Radio Sound Off Talk Program. They still mention Americana in their local IDs, but I'm not sure when, and can't find a program schedule. Although it's historically the number one station of the revolution, Radio Rebelde in Cuba has been very erratic lately on 5025. Ron Howard says, I heard Radio Quillabamba Peru on that frequency, 1046 to 1057 UT on September 18th. I rarely listen to LA stations, but I heard two positive IDs before Rebelde came back on at 1057. Voice of Turkey is another station I monitor regularly for their English hour to North America at 22 UT on 9830. Sometimes it succeeds quite well, sometimes there are a few modulation problems, but sometimes it's off the air completely. And furthermore, occasionally, there's a bonus hour in German, which is not supposed to be on shortwave at all, following at 2300 on the same frequency. That is what happened on September 17th, but only for a few minutes till they woke up and cut it off at 2307. Something's always erroneous at Emerlair. There was a double bonus on September 21st, not only a full hour of German at 23, but it stayed on after that, with another hour in Portuguese. That language is not supposed to be on any shortwave frequency from Turkey anymore, only via satellite, as they announced at the outset. That is from midnight UT on September 22nd. I hasten to notify the Radio Escutas group that tonight Brazilians were in luck, and in fact, that transmission stayed on until a normal sign-off at midnight 53 as if it were intentional. I see on the Ukrainian radio website that they refuse to capitalize R as in Russian. They say, actual news about the Russian-Ukrainian war. Every day, Ukrainian radio prepares a digest for the most important news about the Russian-Ukrainian war in the format of a short podcast. We offer only reliable info from confirmed sources, reports on the course of the war, coverage from cities attacked by Russia, as well as news about life in the home front regions of Ukraine. If you want to be aware of the situation in Ukraine, but do not have time to read the news all day, Ukraine Security Issue is for you. Now this has been appearing just after 05 UT via the WRMI relay on 7730, but it doesn't always show up. Though for my reports, I've been copying details from the podcast. However, here's something new. Ivo Ivanov, Observer Bulgaria, says on September 22nd at 05 to 06 on WRMI, 7730. The Ukrainian radio program was in Slovak and Ukrainian. No mention of English. Mike Cooper forwards a notice from the White House September 16th. President Biden announced his intent to nominate these individuals as key leaders in his administration, including nominees for the International Broadcasting Advisory Board, U.S. Agency for Global Media, Jeffrey Gedmin, G-E-D-M-I-N, and Kathleen with a K, Matthews, who happens to be the wife of TV political commentator Chris Matthews. She's an award-winning broadcast news journalist, and Gedmin has lots of experience, including having been president and CEO of RFERL. Ben Cobb tells us September 22nd, the FCC today opened a proceeding on the DPA MAC application for a shortwave station, the first public docket on shortwave broadcasting I'm aware of in nearly 40 years of covering FCC news, and he links to the PDF document. Notably, the FCC acknowledged, as I and others have asserted, this proceeding presents potentially broadly applicable policy issues under Part 73 of the Commission's rules. For example, if FCC reduces the minimum power requirement for shortwave stations, 50 kilowatts, this could dramatically reduce the cost of private shortwave broadcasting. Part 73 includes international broadcast rules. On another shortwave-related item, Parable Broadcasting of Norfolk, Virginia, a company associated with Loran vendor Ursanav, we've talked about before, has applied for an experimental radio service license at 400 kilowatts ERP at the same Batavia, Illinois location as its proposed international broadcast station. While Parable has portrayed itself as a Christian broadcaster, its application asks for comprehensive protection from public inspection so its innovations won't be disclosed to competitors. It is believed that both ventures are really concerned not with broadcasting to the public, but with non-broadcast HF data links for private investors. Besides DPA MAC, the Parable and Turms Tech shortwave broadcast applications remain on file. Maybe the FCC will open similar proceedings for those, says Ben Cobb. The superstition transmitter of World's Last Chance Radio via WBCQ 9330 variable continues to be quite erratic. At any given time, during the day or night, cannot be positive whether it will be on the air or not. When it is on the air lately, it's been considerably offset, plus about 150 hertz. On many mornings, it's been missing before and after 15 UT, but that was not the case on September 22nd. However, on the 21st, it was also missing at 21:19 UT. Ivo Ivanov thinks it's only a 50-kilowatt transmitter, not the 500, but how does he know? The last we heard, it was the Superstition 500 off-frequency because it had to be run by an old substitute driver. Oh, by the way, a driver is a device, not a person. I continue to hear no signal from WEWN Spanish 5970 when I check late at night after 0600. But Stephen Lewis in Houston replies, I did several checks between 12 and 14 UT September 16th. It appears they are on that frequency continuously during those 2 hours. Carrier cut at 1356 when 12050, the day frequency, was already on. Nothing from 5970 just before 11 UT. I've not been hearing WWN on 5970 during checks around 0300, but I did hear them signing on at midnight UT. Might be worth checking during those 3 hours to see if they've kept some of the evening schedule on shortwave. Ray Robinson of KVOH in California wrote me on September 16th. Here in California, our electricity supply continues to teeter on the brink. Last week, there were rolling blackouts in many areas, including in the Simi Valley, where our studios are located. In spite of this, our electricity bill for KVOH has more than doubled in the past few months to a level which is for us unsustainable. As a result, we've reluctantly taken the decision to scale back our broadcast to 3 nights a week on Western Hemisphere, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday evenings only, in effect from midnight UT, Saturday, 17th November. So the schedule for 9975 is now midnight to 05 UT on those 3 dates, all in English apart from 1 30-minute program in Spanish at midnight UT Sunday. Our web stream continues to operate 24/7, and on these 3 nights, offers a repeat of the midnight to 05 programming at 05 to 10 UT. And then from 10 to midnight, the web stream is in Spanish. And, of course, their schedule has been updated on their website. The two programs we air for DXers and SWLs are now heard. Frecuencia al Día, Sunday at midnight UT. AWR Wavescam, Monday at midnight UT. And repeated at 05 on the web stream only. Although someone heard the shortwave running a bit over for part of that program. And he says when North America reverts to standard time, 09 UT Sunday, 6 November, these hours will be adjusted to 01 to 06 UT. And the web stream switch from English to Spanish will occur at 11 instead of 10 UT. However, Ken Zicke explains for Michigan why he thinks that the rise in electrical costs may not be the only reason for such changes. The 10 kilowatt day timer in Edenton, Georgia, WKVQ, is being reported again way off frequency, 1540.24. As I heard it September 20th at midnight UT, and may have been about to turn off at that time instead of running all night as it had done before. Several other monitors measured it from 1540.241 to 0.247. Ron Howard was monitoring Radio Vanuatu on its harmonic 8620 September 16th at 0858 UT with an ID and time check, but at 0940 they had vanished. No signal heard on any of the past or current frequencies, and almost not heard at all during the following week, as he and I and others had been looking for it. But on September 20th, Ron Howard says he did happen to hear it for maybe 10 or 15 seconds until cutting off about 0522 UT on 7932, maybe working on repairing the transmitter. And he continued monitoring the other frequency where it had been, 8620 after 06 UT, and that came on at 0653 with music for another 10 or 15 seconds, and then it was gone again. And I remind everyone that another fundamental frequency they once used was 2485. So keep an eye on the possible harmonics of that, such as 4970, 7455, 9940. Manuel Mendez in Spain has been monitoring 4940, for the missionary station believed to be in Venezuela or possibly Colombia. From 0550 to 0710 on the 12th of September, there was non-stop Latin American songs, llaneras, Mexicans, Malagueña Salerosa. He says the last 5 days between 0445 and 0650, it's been non-stop L.A. songs, no comments or Venezuelan time heard. But September 18th at 0545 to 640, they were back to the usual religious programs in Spanish. Christoph Ratzer notifies ADX via shortwave bulletin that Nils Schiffhauer has taken down his shortwave website. It was labeled All You Can Eat from 0 to 30 megahertz. Lots of technical information. I suggest you look at it at the Wayback Machine or web.archive.org. Search on his website, which was also his ham call, Delta Kilo 8, Oscar Kilo, .org. The propagation outlook from SWPC. Geomagnetic field was likely to reach minor G1 storm levels September 22nd and 23rd, and Kansas City's peaking at 20 and 5. But minor G1 to moderate G2 storm conditions September 30th to 3 October, peaking at 50 and 6. On October 1st, solar flux in the 120s. That's World of Radio 2157. Thanks a lot for listening. I'm Glenn Hauser, inviting you to hear me again next week with a standard disclaimer. I say again, standard disclaimer.